on emotions got a hold of you.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Outside State Department headquarters in Washington. A show of support from former State Department workers to fired employees as they walked out of the building.
I hope that their firing, which I consider illegal, is going to be somehow retracted.
More than 1,300 people losing their jobs at State Friday. More fallout over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Sources tell ABC News that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told allies he might resign over the DOJ's handling of the case. In Kerrville, Texas, Friday night, mourners gathering for a vigil for those lost in the July 4th flood. The death toll rising to 129 people. At least 166 are missing. A preliminary report into the Air India crash last month, which left 260 people dead, concluding the fuel to the airplane's engines was shut off by cockpit switches seconds after takeoff. This is ABC News. A former Marine reservist is on the most wanted list in Texas in connection with an ambush on a police officer outside an ICE detention center.
Benjamin Song is thought to have been among a group of heavily armed people who lured a police officer to an immigration detention center in Alvarado, south of Fort Worth, and then shot and seriously wounded him. Teddy May is the police chief.
Attack on my department. Attack on our city. Attack on the rule of law.
His officer is recovering. A dozen people are in custody, and a $35,000 reward's been posted for information about Benjamin Song. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In a tit-for-tat move, Russia has closed the Polish consulate in Kaliningrad. Russian's foreign minister says it's in retaliation for Poland closing the Russian consulate in Krakow. Prosecutors in France have launched an investigation into alleged data tampering and fraud involving Elon Musk's X platform. In January, government officials accused X's algorithm of being used for foreign interference. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For your Saturday, we can expect clouds eventually clearing out and drying out conditions with a high of 81. Clear and comfortable tonight will drop down to 59. On Sunday, abundant sunshine, a high of 84. Monday, sunny, hot and humid, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 88. Tuesday, humid showers and thunderstorms likely, heavy rain a possibility, 87. And then Wednesday, a damp midweek and dreary with on and off rain chances continuing, but we're a little cooler with a high at 80 degrees.
Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, boys and girls, we have some light drizzle in the area. The worst floor and home thermometer showing 65 as we get you ready to wake up.
A name I remember,
just someone I used to know. Someone I never quite got over. A long, long time ago.
That's a pretty good way to start your morning. The Statler Brothers, good morning. Adam Hess with you. It is your weekend wake up. 65 degrees and let's see where we at rain-wise. 3,300 so far.
It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. With a wild sunset and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
That cat would talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog was well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. The dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke, threw a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out, there was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the bar back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Tales to tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all go with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
landowners. Your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Get ready for horsepower, hometown pride, and one wild ride.
One wild ride.
It's the 13th annual Casanova Area Tractor Pull.
Saturday, July 12th at Casanova Memorial Park.
Pulling starts at 7 p.m. with heart-pounding action from classes like Too Hot to Farm, Outlaw Farm Stock, Altered Gas Trucks, and more.
$10 admission. Kids 10 and under get in free.
It's loud, it's fast, and it's the pull you don't want to miss.
Be there Saturday, July 12th in Casanova.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroqua.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Christian Yelich and Andrew Vaughn homered, and the Milwaukee Brewers extended their winning streak to 5 games with an 8-3 victory over the Washington Nationals on Friday night. The Brewers scored 6 runs in the third, opening the inning with 6 consecutive hits off Mitchell Parker, who is now 5-10 on the year. The string of hits was capped by Yelich's 2-run homer. Caleb Durbin doubled on a misplayed fly to right to open the inning. Joey Ortiz and Sal Frelich singled to tie it at 1 apiece. William Contreras followed with an RBI double, and Jackson Chirio added a 2-run single. Yelich then sent a 1-1 pitch 405 feet to right field for his team-leading 19th homer. Vaughn's solo homer, his 7th of the year, put the Brewers up 8-3 in the 7th inning. Quinn Priester, 7-2 on the year, allowed 2 runs over the final 6 innings and picked up the victory for the crew. Washington has lost 3 of 4 under interim manager Miguel Cairo, who took over after Dave Martinez was fired. Hard-throwing rookie Jacob Mizorowski is a National League All-Star replacement. The Milwaukee Brewers right-hander had a chance to break Paul Skenes' record for the fewest big league appearances before playing in the Midsummer Classic. Mizorowski is the replacement for Chicago Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd. The 23-year-old Mizorowski has made just 5 starts for the Brewers. Skenes has made just 11 starts for Pittsburgh when he got the nod as an NL starter in Texas a year ago. Skenes pitched a scoreless inning in his All-Star appearance. Final scores from big league games last night. Interleague, Baltimore over Miami 5-2. The Yankees shut out the Cubs 11-0. Minnesota, a 2-1 victory over the Pirates. The Mets down the Kansas City Royals 8-3. And the Angels a 6-5 win over the Diamondbacks. The American League, we see finals with Cleveland doubling up on Chicago. The Chi Sox fall 4-2. Boston 5, Tampa Bay 4. Seattle a 12-3 win over Detroit. Texas 7, Houston 3. Chicago and Cleveland, they played a doubleheader. Chicago pulled out game 2 5-4, and Toronto down the Athletics 7-6. Besides the Brewers picking up that win in the National League, Colorado got by Cincinnati 3-2. Atlanta a 6-5 win over St. Louis. San Diego 2 better than Philly 4-2. And San Fran got by the Dodgers. LA's losing streak continues. Final score 8-7.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I said, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I said, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, make it shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shake going on. Oh, let's go.
Weekend wake up. 528, the Worth Floor Home Thermometer showing 65. Stuck my head out the door. The drizzle has left for now. We'll get you an updated forecast from Nick Grunseth as we move through your Saturday. 6 o'clock, just before that, we'll have Farm News and ABC News Update Weather with Nick following that. 6:30 news, weather, and sports. 7 o'clock hour, a look at this week in entertainment history. And we'll culminate with the big show. Prime Mover at 8:30 this morning.
I'm feeling like Tonto, riding the Pinto, trying to chase a Lone Ranger down. I'm a little unraveled, but I'm still in the saddle, crying your name out to the teepee. We'll lay down by the camp.
It was a big showdown. Oh yeah, we stood our ground. Shut out the lights. It got a little crazy. I don't wanna see us go the way of the buffalo. Don't wanna have another Wild West show. Hey ya, hey ya. I'm feeling like Tonto, riding a Pinto, trying to chase the Lone Ranger down.
Why choose local radio? Community trust. WRCO Radio has built a reputation as a trusted voice in our community. Associating your business with WRCO enhances your credibility and trust with local consumers.
In twilight glow, I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Song I wrote on a plane between Dallas and Austin. Going to El Paso. Whoops. Now this is what gave us the idea to come down here. This is a song about a guy that probably did as much for our kind of music as anybody.
Well, the honky tonks in Texas were my natural second home. Where you tip your hat to the ladies and the Rose of San Antonio. I grew up on music that we call Western swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. Still remember the way things were back then. In spite of all the hard times, I'd live it all again. Hear the Texas playboys and Tommy.
makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still a king. You can hear the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the home of country music, on that we all agree. But when you cross that old Red River horse, that just don't mean a thing. But once you're down in Texas, Bob Wills is still a king. Can't live in Texas unless you got a lot of soul. It's the home of Willie Nelson, the home of Western Swain. He'll be the first to tell you Bob Wills is still the king.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Richland Center's National Night Out 2025 is at a new location this year.
Join us Tuesday night, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police and first responders.
There will be a canine 5K.
And a chance to meet our area canines.
Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron.
Try one more time.
Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron.
There's going to be food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicles and demos, vendor booths for local organizations, and fun for the whole family.
And Town Taxi will provide free transportation for anyone young and old, wheelchair or not, that wants to go.
K9 5K registration starts at 4:30 with the run walk starting at 5:30. For additional information, check out the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page, and for transportation arrangements for groups or individuals, call Town Taxi at 608-647-3114.
National Night Out 2025. Promoting police and community partnerships.
Tuesday, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m.
at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Thanks ever so much for making this a part of your weekend wake up. We'll check in with Mr. Beep Beep from Town Taxi during our triple play in the 8 o'clock hour today. Here's Lori Morgan.
Drove up to the restaurant where they used to dine. He was sitting at the table with someone new this time. She walked up right beside him. Her face did not turn red. She looked at him so calmly, and this is what she said. Good as I was to you, is this the thanks I get? Are all the years we shared so easy to forget? Does this mean that you've won? Are you fine? Come true, oh, she sure looks good. She won't ever be
chair. She said, no, I was just leaving. But as she walked out the door, she said, honey, you can have him. I don't want him anymore. Good as I was to you, is this the things I get? All the years we shared, so easy to forget. Is this the way it's done? Looking out for number one. Did you think it through?
That's Lori Morgan, part of your weekend wake up. We'll have farm news before the top of the hour. Right now, here's one for Zoggy.
Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans? All decked out like a cowboy's dream. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Here comes my baby, dragging my heart behind. He's driving me crazy.
Behind, and with it.
It's Terry Clark on a journey to the top of the hour. Here's Julio Iglesias and Willie Nelson.
Blue Spanish eyes, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Soon I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say, say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Cattle futures were higher Friday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were lower Friday on fund and technical selling. The USDA lowered its production guess in the monthly supply and demand update while raising new crop U.S. ending stocks and a reduced export estimate. Near-term development conditions continue to look generally favorable in much of the region. August soybeans were down 8 1/4 at 10.04 and a quarter. September was 7 1/4 lower at 9.95. On the adjustment of product spreads, August soybean meal was down $1.10 at 270.30. August soybean oil was up 26 points at 53.75. Bean oil had some additional help from a higher move in crude oil on Friday. Corn was down on fund and technical selling. New crop corn ending stocks were down from June on cuts to beginning stocks and production. That reduction for production was due to changes in acreage reported late last month. September corn was 3 1/4 lower at 3.96. December was down 4 1/4 at 4.12 1/4. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. U.S. wheat ending stocks were lower on a decrease for production and an increase for exports. The next round of supply and demand estimates are out on August 12th. USDA did raise its yield estimate on winter wheat harvest results. The weekly crop progress and condition numbers out on Monday afternoon. September Chicago wheat was down 9.5 at 5.45. September Kansas City was 10.5 lower at 5.24 1/4. September Minneapolis was down 18 at 6.13 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were supported by the cash trade during the session. August live was up 2.97 at 2.22.20. October was 2.62 higher at 2.19.70. Feeder cattle did pick up at least a little bit of additional support during the session from that lower move in corn. The August feeder cattle contract was up $4.05 at $325.32, and September feeders were $4.17 higher at $325.40. And as for hogs, they were lower, pressured by the cash and wholesale business during the session. The pork carcass cutout value continued to be inconsistent, down at midday on Friday, and the major direct markets opened Friday's session sharply lower. August lean was down $1.55 at $104.67. The October contract was $1.62 lower at $90.65. And now let's head over to Brent Barnett for more. Brent?
Thanks, John. Cash cattle country had some light trade Friday in most areas, with northern dress deals at $3.80, $10 higher on the week. Southern live trade had a range of $2.29 to $2.30, $4 to $6 higher than the previous week. Tony Hancock with Missouri Department of Agriculture has a look at another record and near record week at sale barns throughout the state.
The Missouri stocker formula, based on, you know, roughly a 500 pound steer through the auctions here in Missouri, it set an all time new record again on Tuesday. And then, of course, the feeder cattle index, it broke a record again today as well. And we saw some really high prices around the state. It seemed like the market just got stronger all week long. Early in the week, Callaway Livestock Center, they had some big drafts of reputation cattle there, and they sold a load of 514-pound steers at $4.54. The weighted average price statewide on those light five weights this week at $4.17. They had a 92 head of 569-pound steers at $4.35.75. Another 62 head of 624-pound steers at $407.50. And then Interstate Regional Stockyards in Cuba, they had 91 head of 651-pound steers at $370.75. And then we went go look at a load of 707-pound steers that sold at South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna. They brought $356.75. The weighted average price statewide on those light seven weights this week, $339. Another load in Vienna, 830 pounds at $325. And then Joplin Regional Stockyards, they sold 125 head of 875 pound steers at $321.50. Taking a look at a couple of drafts of heifers, several loads to choose from on the light seven weights again this week, and pretty much all of them were stick out sales. But the one we'll pick out was a load at Kingsville Livestock Auction, 716 pounds at $333. The average this week on those light seven weights, $319.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were unevenly steady and feeder pigs were mostly $5 lower. Demand was mostly moderate for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $56.61, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $82.58. With John Perkins, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News.
WRCO. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota BO1 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. There were memorials throughout Texas last night, 1 week since those deadly